The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has been carrying on its baptismal roll some of this century's best-known Jews, including Sigmund Freud, David Ben-Gurion, Israel's first prime minister, the family of Anne Frank, most of whom died in the Holocaust, and about 200 others. All of them were baptized in the Mormon faith after their deaths. The LDS Church agreed in 1995 to stop posthumous baptism of Jews who died in the Holocaust. The agreement came after a discussion with American Jewish leaders who argued that people who had lived and died as Jews and never contemplated conversion, that such posthumous baptism was an offense and their names should be removed from the list. NPR's Howard Berkus covered the story for us in 1995. He joins us now from Salt Lake City. Howard, the Simon Wiesenthal Center has approached the LDS Church to ask that the 200 names on this list be deleted, and that's been agreed to. How did the names get on the list in the first place?
There are millions of members of the Mormon Church who are, at any one time, going to Mormon temples, the most sacred buildings of the church, and doing posthumous baptisms for people who have died, and they use lists that have been compiled by themselves or other members of the Mormon Church. These lists are compiled from genealogical records as they research their own family histories, and sometimes the lists are compiled from just names of famous people. And in the case of victims of the Holocaust, some members of the Mormon Church had found lists of names of people from the Holocaust, and so those people were posthumously baptized.
Maybe you ought to explain about posthumous baptism and why it's important in the Mormon faith.
It's a major tenet of the Mormon faith. Mormons believe that people who lived before the time that the Mormon religion essentially was restored, Mormons believe that Mormonism is the true and restored gospel of Jesus Christ. People who lived before that happened in 1830 should have the opportunity to accept that faith, and that is required essentially for eternal salvation.
Why the famous names? Why people like Ben-Gurion or Sigmund Freud?
This is an aberration that is a relatively recent product of this process in the Mormon Church. It used to be that you only did your ancestors, and that was it. Sometime in the last 20 years or so, the number of names coming through wasn't that great. People had done such a great job of doing their ancestors that there was an effort to include other people as well.
What about these 200 or so Jews whose names are to be expunged from the database? Is this a problem for the Mormons, that after the Jewish community made clear that this practice was a problem, even an offense, that it continued?
It's an embarrassment, and I think the reason it's an embarrassment is that it reinforces the idea that Mormonism has within it the notion that it is the one true religion. What Mormons are doing essentially is reaching back into the past and saying, my religion now is more important than what your religion was then. That's at least how it is seen by many non-Mormons who are offended by this practice. And so this problem that is now occurring with these famous Jews who have been baptized showing up on these lists, or Holocaust victims continuing to show up on these lists of baptized people, only underscores what is offensive to many non-Mormons about this Mormon practice.
Howard, thank you very much.
Thanks, Linda.
NPR's Howard Berkus, reporting from Salt Lake City.